This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's go around the NFL live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Day one of Houston Texans training camp 2025 is, practice is wrapped up. Fellas are, you know, on there. Actually, I think we've gotten everybody in finally.
Well, not everybody. D'Amico's out there running around with, I'm presuming, one of his kids. He's holding her
right now.
Running on the field, running routes with her earlier. They're having some fun. Families are here. Obviously, open practice is Saturday for fans.
Yeah, excited for that as well, the additional level of energy. Energy out here was pretty good on day one. I imagine it just goes up to an entirely other level on Saturday once you get people in these stands. Some other things around the NFL. Terry McLaurin not in camp again. That was a big deal that happened. Where do you fall on this? Because I think that there's an interesting conversation to be had. We talk about it, and I think we both – are we similar in the idea that you probably just need to pay Terry McLaurin his money?
Oh, absolutely. What? How many 1,000-yard seasons he had just coming right out of the chute? Three? Something like that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and integral. And the other, you know, the thing about it is I think he's got some leverage here, obviously because he's good and he's gotten it done. But also, I mean, when you're on a team that's all in and the Commanders are all in, you know they're going to have to ultimately get you to sign.
Yeah. The thing that is interesting, though, is I've heard it talked about, and I have kind of pondered on it the last few days, is the idea of the top wide receivers and maybe the wide receiver drop-off. At what age does that happen? Because you can look back maybe a decade and a half ago, and the top wide receivers that you think of, the guys that come to mind for you, they were largely closer to 30, maybe right around that 30.
Mm-hmm.
The top guys now, a large majority of them, are in their early to mid-20s now. And you're seeing the guys that are real capable or the guys that are, you know, kind of starting to see their descent are the guys that are hitting 30 and just on the other side of that. Where Terry McLaurin is 29.
Mm-hmm.
Do the Commanders, assuming that this is their stance, do they have a point in maybe thinking a little bit harder about do you want to give a guy a big-time contract, a number one wide receiver market kind of setting contract, or maybe around there for a guy who's about to step into that place where it does feel like wide receivers might be dropping off
I mean, you make a good point, and that's a good negotiating point, but what are their options? You know, what are their options right now? They don't have a lot of options at that point. That speaks back to the leverage that I was talking about, you know? So I think they're going to pay him. And by the way, there's always exceptions, but I think there are more exceptions to that. It's just a really good mid-20s class right now of receivers. Maybe that has to do with just the way the college game has developed, over the last few years. But there's a lot. I mean, we got one right here, Christian Kirk, you know, that a lot of people that are still considered, prime, so to speak. And Christian Kirk, he's 28. So, you know, that. I think there's some exceptions to the rule, more of them anyway.
Fair enough. I like the idea that you're getting younger and younger wide receivers who could step in and not just play but make big, big-time impacts for you. Obviously, the Texans have a fantastic one, and Nico Collins has stepped into that place very, very quickly after the first one or two years. He looked like one of, if not the best wide receivers in the league. And, Jaden, you're hoping that Jaden Higgins has some level of that to him as well in his rookie season. I just found that interesting. Also, you're right. Like, they don't have another alternative. They don't really have another wide receiver that I like, per se. Even them going and acquiring Debo. Debo is just this kind of like hybrid player.
Debo's a player to watch in the NFL this year. You know, there was a lot of talk about him, you know, maybe being a little thicker than he should have been, but we'll see what he comes back like. And clearly, and you know, for a team that's a contender, as we talked about, could be huge for them. Either way, one way or the other.
Very much could be. So, yeah, that continues to happen around there. But I thought an interesting jumping off point for the conversation about wide receivers. Some other things that are happening is obviously camps are kicking off. I think today marks the day where everybody else of the league who did not start early is getting going, obviously, including your Texans. One of those teams that got going, I think, yesterday, the Chicago Bears. They're one of the camps that I think is really interesting with the new head coach, obviously play caller, and Ben Johnson. The promise is for them to be a more effective and probably one of the most effective Bears kind of teams of recent history. And they have lofty goals. Obviously, this is the time of year for lofty goals, but Ben Johnson said for his quarterback in particular, what he's looking to do is a 70% completion percentage this year. And then Caleb Williams himself kind of threw up there as a goal for himself. He wants to be a 4,000-yard passer, the first one in Bears history. How good do you feel about the Bears just in general with their prospects as they're opening camp?
Boy, that's that way to set the bar high, man. I mean, that's 4,000 yards and 70%. I think they're going to be successful. I like Ben Johnson. We know what he's done, what he did in Detroit, et cetera. When you said that, and obviously we've seen it kind of circulating, it didn't really set me back. Like I thought, you know, we'll see. Caleb Johnson, Caleb Williams had a fantastic, you know, end of the season, you know?
He did, yeah. And I do think that they've put around him some really good talent. We talked about that last year. It feels like they did even better in that regard. They made some trades for some guys on the interior of the offensive line. As we know, that ends up being very important for you, making sure that interior of the offensive line works. But then it does feel like, in fact, this was a little bit of audio that came through on NFL Network. Fig, you got this for me, where they were talking about the Bears and the approach that they're taking that I think is going to make a big difference for the Bears.
They have spent as much time as humanly possible over the last 2 months, not only getting to know each other, but really zeroing in on how they're going to install this thing, what it's going to look like, not to mention that he sent Caleb Williams home with footwork, and very specifically, and that was footwork. And that's getting him under center. You're going to see a lot of play action, get him under center, and get that ball out quickly. That footwork, the left foot up versus the right foot up under center so that he can get that ball out. And he's just more efficient, better timing with his receivers. And for Caleb Williams, he was very intentional today in terms of his goals. Mentioned that 70% completion rate. That's what Ben Johnson's looking for throughout practice. He said he knows it's a lofty goal, but that's what it is for Caleb Williams. He wants the 70. He wants to be the first quarterback in Bears history, said this today, to throw for 4,000 yards in a season. It's never been done in a single season. We'll see if he can do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The other thing that that tells me, not the 4,000 yards, that's lofty. That's catch and run. But the 70% tells me a lot of quick passes. You talked about the quick getting the ball out quickly. I think the Bears are going to be one of those teams that just tries to let their receivers do the work, get it out, protect Caleb Williams, let the offensive line, kind of what you expect to see here, you know, at least early on with C.J. Stroud, you know, protect him at all costs, don't let him get hit. Get the ball out. Let the receivers do the work.
You think Caleb's going to call CJ for a little bit of advice?
Well, they talked about that this offseason. They talked about it a little bit. CJ said, I don't think he wants my advice.
That's funny. But, yeah, man, I just off of the strength of, hey, Ben Johnson working with his quarterback. You remember on the offseason the conversations mm-hmm. that were being had or, like, the reporting that Caleb Williams was having to do film study by himself.
Yeah.
Like, not having that support for the quarterback. And he figured himself out a decent amount. I imagine actually getting a guy who's going to work with him and have him actually working on footwork and things to make him better. I'm intrigued by that Bears team.
Yeah.
A team that, I guess, I'm interested. How intrigued are you by this one, another team around the NFL? The New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm, very much.
Who, it seems like nationally, there hasn't been a lot of folks who are loving necessarily the team. But Vegas has them, the over-under for them this season, 8.5 wins.
That's lofty.
How are you? What's your outlook on this New England Patriots team with Mike Vrabel getting upset at dudes giving him repeat questions in his presser?
I'm very intrigued with the Patriots. Obviously, not a Patriots fan, but just because of Vrabel, because of the excitement around this team, the youth of this team, quarterback, etc. But the 8.5, I mean, that has more to do with the division than anything, doesn't it?
I think to some degree that the division is – you look at the Dolphins who they're on alert right now. They have kind of mm-hmm. backslid. The Jets are a little bit of a work in progress. It feels like they are taking a little bit of a gap year themselves,
mm-hmm.
getting out there going Justin Fields. Not with all due respect to him, it just feels like they're not doing the thing where they're trying to push for the absolute best in year one. I don't know if there was a nicer way to say that. There probably was. But then on top of that, fourth place schedule, that's a team that has a pretty easy schedule if you look up and down it. And mm-hmm. I think they also did a good amount of investing. Their offensive line is a little bit better, and then Drake May just probably just in a better circumstance
that's
for him.
Okay.
I think, but
I
8.5 is a lot.
That's a high number.
But that's something that people are looking. They're like, man, maybe 7 wins, but we talking about 8 and 9 wins, possibly 10 for that team.
Yeah,
that's a high bar to clear. That's going to be a fun one to watch for as well. All right, so I teased into this talking about an early season opponent for your Texans. That there was something said about that raised my eyebrows. And that opponent is week one,
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles Rams. That's a team that there's a possibility that this thing starts falling apart for them, right? And it's all hinging upon the health of the quarterback, Matt Stafford, who had some injury concerns. And there's a little bit of concerns about the way that this thing is set up. So he suffered a back injury last season. It's been bothering him again at training camp. This was according to Sean McVay, talked to the media yesterday. He's been throwing, feeling good. It's not necessarily anything that's new, something that he's dealt with before. Going into year 17, we were going to take a modified approach with him, kind of similar to what we did in this offseason program. And so we'll allow him kind of just to work off to the side on his own, getting himself feeling as good as possible.
Yeah, look, that's everything. I mean, who's going to be throwing? Well, it actually reminded me of something Nick Caserio said, by the way, programming, if you're listening, we'll be hearing from D'Amico Ryans real soon. We'll be hearing from C.J. Stroud real soon, right off the practice field here. But it reminded me of something that Nick Caserio said when he was asked about, C.J. Stroud's progress. And he said, well, it's all the same. Every player has their role. No player is more important than the other. And I'm paraphrasing, but he kind of was going down that road, and I'm sitting there going, Yeah, but the quarterback, man. He knows it. We all know it. And in L.A., if Matt Stafford is not 100% or something gets aggravated and he starts to deteriorate and his level of play drops, big trouble. Big trouble.
And it's worth noting that Alaric Jackson, mm-hmm. who is their starting left tackle, he's not going to start the season
mm-hmm.
healthy. So you're going to see someone like a DJ Humphreys, who the Chiefs could not really depend on last year, as their starting left tackle. Like, he could be under real duress if he's ready to go for week one. Like, that might be something that really allows. I don't know how many people were giving the Texans the benefit of the doubt against the Rams in week one. That could really factor in. Obviously, I'm playing
big time,
way ahead of the game, but just the idea of, and then also, it really gets dicey if he does not play, because then you're going to a Jimmy Garoppolo quarterback situation, which how do you feel about that?
Not great. You heard me kind of chuckle there.
I did hear the chuckle.
Because you think Davante Adams signed up to catch passes from Jimmy Garoppolo?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either.
I can't imagine that that's the way that this was going to go.
Yeah, but you do start to wonder. You say if Matt Stafford is ready for week one, he'll be ready week one. You know, you kind of wish that the Texans had gotten the Rams a little later in the schedule, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially because the Texans will be figuring their own offense out as well. Yeah. Jared Verse is a menace on that defensive line. But, yeah, I saw that and I was like, huh, that is going to be something very interesting to watch when it comes to the Los Angeles Rams. So we will keep an eye out for that. And then this might just be schadenfreude. I think you've learned me as I'm inclined to do that.
I kind of like that, too.
Deshaun Watson has been placed on the physically unable to perform
list.
No
kidding.
Are you surprised by that at all?
Well, I mean, based on his honeymoon videos, I'm sure he is not able to perform. they did like
a... That is a wild shot. My goodness.
They did basically a mini documentary on their honeymoon. Did you notice this on Instagram? It was like 30 minutes. I was like, God, and boy, he's just burning through money. I mean, I know he's got a lot of it, and maybe it's no big deal, but that looked like a very expensive couple of months that he had there. But back to, you know, the football aspect, no, he's done. He's done.
He's been working out, though. He's been doing so much working out.
So have you.
Actually, I haven't been doing very much working out. We've actually got your top 100, NFL top 100.
What are we up to, 79?
Apparently, we got a few of them in quick succession.
Maybe they listened.
Yeah, maybe they're like, hey, we got to do this a little bit quicker. Number 67, New York Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers.
Okay.
Number 66, new Pittsburgh Steelers safety / cornerback Jalen Ramsey.
Okay.
And number 65, a really highly paid tight end out of Arizona, Trey McBride. Thoughts?
I'll let you know.
Still no Texans coming up here, man.
Yeah. So we'll see. You know, we talked about, like, you know, CJ Stroud, is he even going to be in the top, what now, 62? What up to 63?
65. We've got him 65.
Is he even going to be in the top 64?
He's got to.
It seems like
he's got to.
But he wasn't ranked among the top 10 quarterbacks on some of these lists that have come out.
Who amongst the Texans are you most worried when you're starting to see 65, like, you know, 100 to 65 come up and we have not seen Texans here? Because CJ Stroud, I feel like he's going to be on the upper side of that. Nico Collins is going to be on the upper side of that. Will Anderson Jr. is going to be up on the upper side of that. Danielle Hunter, Derek Stingley. Who are the guys that you go, huh, this might mean that they're not in the top 100?
I'm thinking CJ Stroud. I'm still there. I mean,
look at
hateration. I love the guy. And I think he should be up there. But I'm starting to wonder, you know, when people, you know, how these narratives are. Oh, he had a bad season. He didn't have a bad season. How many times we got to say it? It was all things considered about as good as you could expect. But the narrative is out there, and, you know, so if he's in the top 64, let's say, that means 8, 9, 10 other quarterbacks in the top 64? Would you expect that?
I could see it.
Yeah?
Especially with quarterback being such an important position, I could see it.
Yeah.
And then real quick before we go, Mike McDaniel, just to let you know how maybe not fun it is now compared to what it has been previously down there with the Miami Dolphins. He was asked about swapping Jalen Ramsey, number 66 here on this, with Minka Fitzpatrick. Quote, Jalen Ramsey is a Steeler. I like to talk about Dolphins. Minka Fitzpatrick is a Dolphin.
Oh, my gosh. When did he turn into Bill O'Brien?
Dude, it is not.
Almighty.
He is not having fun.
He used to go on for half an hour on
he
something
is
like that.
Not having fun at all.
He'd be talking about things not even related to football. He'd go on forever about that. Now, all of a sudden, he's Bill O'Brien?
He's like, hey, man, y'all, I just need to get back to work.
This
they
is the
try
Dolphins.
To fire me.
This is the Dolphins we're talking about.
All right. Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, broadcast live from the Houston Methodist Training Camp, Training Center, rather, day one, Texans training camp. Coming up next, actually, we talked a lot about training camp, but the Astros had a little fun last night. And this is a question that we got to ask. Are you more excited about the Astros' future or the present? 713-572-4610, because the future looks like it's here. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.